tomorrow, the Walt Disney Company holds its first earnings call since the coronavirus pandemic hit the U.S. One of the world's largest media companies, Disney relies heavily on people showing up to its theme parks, resorts, and movies, all of which have come to a screeching halt, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Part of what makes Disney so beloved is also what makes it so vulnerable right now. Live, in-person experiences make up a huge part of its business.
Disney has a bullseye on its back in this crisis.
Jessica Reif-Ehrlich is an analyst with Bank of America. She says one positive for the company is Disney's new streaming service, which today added Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir.
Within 5 months of launching, Disney Plus reached 50 million subscribers worldwide, exceeding the company's expectations.
Disney Plus has done well as it's rolled out, but it's an area of investment, not an area of profit at the moment.
Another issue likely to come up in tomorrow's earnings call, how Disney will address its sports network, ESPN. Subscribers are paying a lot for something they're not getting. John Hudlick is an analyst with UBS.
There's growing pushback from some distributors and also among politicians that consumers who are becoming increasingly hard-pressed, given the economy, shouldn't have to pay for live sports that they're not getting.
Given all the uncertainty caused by the outbreak, Disney's future teeters on some big unknowns. When will venues reopen? When will people feel comfortable in crowds?
Our view is that it's going to take some time. When the economy reopens, the large venues, stadiums and theme parks, are going to be the last to open.
Before the pandemic, Disney's stock was at an all-time high. In 2019, a record 7 Disney movies brought in more than $1 billion each. Jessica Reif-Ehrlich believes the passion people have for Disney will help it get through this difficult period.
Most important, they have brands that matter, and they resonate with consumers on a global basis.
Ehrlich says a lot will depend on how Disney manages those businesses coming out of the pandemic. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.